Greetings to you in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
我奉主耶稣的名向你们大家问安。
Some people have said, "Don't look at me, look at Christ."
有些人说，你不要看我，你看耶稣基督。
Because Jesus Christ is perfect, I'm not perfect.
因为耶稣基督是完全的，我不是完全的。
Have you said this before?
你有没有说过这句话呢？
Have you heard people say this before?
你们听过别人这样说呢？
If ever anyone were to say that to you, you ask them one question.
如果有人这样子问你，跟你这样子说的话，你要问他一个问题。
All right, I want to see Christ. Please tell me where I can find him.
你告诉说，我要看基督，请问我能够在哪里找到他呢？
Jesus Christ is seated at God's right hand.
啊，耶稣基督是在神的右边坐着。
How to see Christ?
怎么看到耶稣基督呢？
And then you realize that that statement may sound very nice, but it is very unbiblical.
然后你讲那一句话的话，好像是很美的一句话，但是不合乎圣经的话。
When a person becomes a Christian, according to the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says, "By your good works, they shall glorify my Father who art in heaven."
那按照在登山宝训的那个讲法，当一个人成为了基督徒，他将要要借助他的这个好的行为来彰显这个神的荣美。
Jesus Christ says, "You will be my light. You will be my salt in this world."
主耶稣说，你是这个世上的光，你也是世上的盐。
In other words, Jesus says, "I want them to see Christ in your life."
那换句话说，主耶稣所要求的是说，人要透过你，让人家能够看到耶稣基督。
People who say, "Don't look at me, look at Christ," either they are ignorant, or they want to excuse themselves and not live a holy life.
啊，如果有人这样说，你不要看我，只看基督，他们有两个原因，一个原因是说他们无知，另外一个是个借口，因为他们过的生活不圣洁。
Every Christian must dare to tell people, "Look at me." As I follow Christ, that's what the Apostle Paul says.
啊，每一个基督徒呢，就应该要像这个使徒保罗所说的，你跟我，好像我跟耶稣基督那样。
And in the text for our consideration this afternoon, we have Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and verse 2.
那今天我们所要思考的这个经文呢，是在希伯来书12章1到2节。
Verse 1 says.That we are compassed or surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses.
啊，第一节说到我们有许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们。
This big cloud of witnesses refers to all those who are mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11.
那这些所如同云彩围着我们的这种见证人呢，是在十一章的那里的见证人。
They might have lived many years on this earth.
他们可能在很久以前在这个世界上活过。
God did not describe everything about them when they live on this earth.
啊，神没有完完全全的详细的述说他们的生平。
God selected certain portions of their life pertaining to Christ and their godly testimony for our encouragement.
啊，神单单显出了那些跟基督有关那些虔诚的这个生活来描述罢了。
And when you study the history of the church, there are many more godly witnesses after Hebrews 11.
那我们知道说，在这个教会的历史，还有许许多多的美好的这个基督徒的见证是在这个十一章之后的这种见证人之后。
And one of these witnesses for our consideration this afternoon is a man called John Wycliffe.
那今天我们所要思想的一个见证人呢，就是约翰·卫克里夫。
John Wycliffe lived 64 years on this earth.
那约翰·卫克里夫呢，是在世上呢活了64年。
This Sunday is Reformation Sunday.
这个组织呢，是一个宗教改革的组织。
Whenever we think of Reformation Sunday, we normally think of the 16th century reformer Martin Luther.
通常让我们想到这个宗教改革的时候，我们是想到第十六世纪的那个马丁路德。
He nailed the 95 theses on his church gate in Wittenberg on October 31st, 1517.
这个马丁路德呢，在1517，10月31号呢，把95条这个论纲呢，钉在这个魏丁堡的这个教堂的门外。
But John Wycliffe lived in the 14th century, 200 years earlier.
但是这个维克里夫呢，是在马丁路德的200年前已经活着的人。
He is known as one of the predecessors of the Reformation.
他这个是一个我们称作这个宗教改革的先锋。
He was one of the many who prepared the ground for the Reformation.
他是其中一个 为这个宗教改革铺路的,
Who was John Wycliffe?
谁是这个约翰·威克里夫呢?
He was an Englishman.
他是一个英国人,
He was an English scholar.
他是一个英国的学者,
He was a philosopher.
他是一个哲学家,
He was a lay preacher.
他是一位传道人,
He was a theologian.
他是一个神学家,
He was a translator of God's word.
他是一个神话语的翻译家,
And he was also a university lecturer at Oxford.
他也是牛津大学的这个讲师。
His education was in science, in maths, in philosophy, in theology, and biblical studies.
他在各方面，在科学，在这个数学，在这个神学，在各方面呢，都有这个所谓的造诣。
So he had access to the Word of God.
所以他呢能够知道神的话语。
Now in those days, there was no printing press.
在当时呢没有印刷的这个器具。
Printing press was invented in 1440 AD.
这个印刷的这个机器呢是在1440被发明的。
So everything was hand copied.
每一样的东西呢都要用手抄的。
So the Bible was hand copied.
所以圣经也必须要用手抄。
And you know how many words there are in the Bible.
那你知道圣经有多少个字。
And so the Bible therefore was expensive.
那所以呢圣经是很昂贵的。
So many people do not have the Bible.
所以很多人都没有这个圣经。
Universities have Bibles. The churches have Bibles.
大学有这个圣经，这个教堂也是有圣经。
And of course, the Bible was written in Hebrew and Greek.
那圣经呢是以这个希伯来文还有这个希腊文来写的。
John Wycliffe did not study Hebrew and Greek.
那这个约翰维克里夫他没有学这个希腊文跟希伯来文。
So he could not read the Bible in the original languages.
他不能够按照这个圣经的原文来读这个圣经。
But as a good scholar, he studied Latin.
他既然是一个学者，他就学这个拉丁文。
Latin was the language of the Roman Empire.
这个拉丁文是当时罗马帝国的这个国语来的。
Today you go to any library, you find a lot of books written in English.
现在你去这个图书馆，你发现很多书呢都是以英语来著作的。
You want to look for any book in Latin in Singapore library, you'll find very few of them.
如果你在新加坡你要找一本这个拉丁文的这个书呢，你是很难找到的。
It is also true in England today.
即使在这个英国也是很难找到拉丁文的这个书。
But in the time of John Wycliffe, you were to enter any library, you find that most of the books were all in Latin.
但是在约翰·威克里夫的时代，如果你进去这个图书馆的话，所有的书呢都是以拉丁文写的。
There were only a few books written in English.
只有几本书是用英语来写的。
Even though John Wycliffe was an Englishman, English was not a language that people speak.
虽然约翰·威克里夫是一个英国人，但是英语呢不是很少人使用了。
It was a language that the uncultured and the common people would speak.
这个英语呢是那些没有学问、那种很平庸的人所讲的话。
If you are educated, you speak Latin.
如果你是有教育的，那么你是以拉丁文来说话。
You go to school, you study Latin.
然后你去学校，你用拉丁文，你学拉丁文。
But John Wycliffe was good in both English and Latin.
但是约翰·威克里夫他在英文和这个希腊文呢都有很好的掌握。
After graduation, he started to serve in the university as a lecturer.
当他毕业之后，他就在大学里面当讲师。
While in university, he entered into a lot of debates.
当他在大学的时候, 他跟人家有许许多多的争辩。
These are political debates.
这是政治的这个, 这个争辩。
The focus was on the church.
那他的这重点呢是在教会。
The Roman Catholic Church was very powerful at that time.
那当时呢，罗马天主教呢是很蛮有权力的。
It was also very rich.
他们也是很, 富有的。
And so John Wycliffe will debate with fellow colleagues or other professors.
那所以他跟其他的博啊其他的教授一起的争辩这样子的课题。
And so he will say the church should not be involved in politics.
他就说他教会不应该 干涉于这个政治的事情。
How did the church become involved in politics?
为什么这个教会会干涉到这个政治呢？
If you study the book of Acts, the church was never involved in politics.
当你看使徒行传的时候，你发现到教会从来没有跟这个政治扯在一起了。
The church only preached the gospel and defend God's word.
然后这个教会呢，只过传神的话语，捍卫神的话语。
In the first, second, and third century, the church was a persecuted church.
那头三个世纪呢，这个教会是一个被逼迫的教会。
Anyone who wants to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ must be prepared to lose his job, to lose his property, to lose his family, to lose his freedom, and also to lose his life.
所以要相信主耶稣的人呢，他们必须要预备心，失去他们的家庭，失去他们的自由，失去他们的工作，失去他们的生命。
And so when you say, I want to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, I must be prepared to lose all these.
当我讲我要愿意接受主耶稣做我个人救主的时候，我要预备心，我要失去这一切东西。
And thank God many still believed.
感谢主，还有很多人愿意接受。
And so many of them died for the faith.
很多人为道而殉道。You'll
find that Christians were thrown into lions for people to watch and see how lions kill Christians.
然后很多的基督徒被丢进这个狮子坑里面，让这个狮子把他们咬死。Christians
will be crucified and they will line them up from one city to the next and lit them at night as light to shine the way from one city to the next.
然后有很多的基督徒他们会绑在柱上，然后从一个城市到另外一个城市，也是他们点起火，让它成为晚上的这个火柱那样。
But in the 4th century AD, something changed.
但是在第四世纪，有一件事情发生了。There
was a king who was fighting in battles, and then he saw a sign of a cross in the heavens.
那当时有一个王呢，他当他在打仗的时候呢，他看到在天上有一个十字架。And
he said that that's where he became a Christian.
那所以他因着这样子的一个意象，他就说我他就成为了这个基督徒。And
then he used the sign of the cross as his banner to conquer.
那么他就用这样子的一个十字架作为他标志来占领其他的国家。The
amazing thing was he was victorious.
那很奇妙了，他有能够凯旋的战胜其他的国家。His
name was Constantine.
他就是康斯坦丁。And
therefore from that point onwards he turned a persecuted Christian faith into a state religion.
他从他开始，他就把这个本来是一个被逼迫的教会，然后让那个教会成为国教。Anyone
who wants to help me and assist me and serve in my kingdom, you must first be a Christian.
如果你要服侍我，你要服侍国家的话，你必须要先成为基督徒。So
now many of them they want to be Christians.
所以很多人都要成为基督徒。
From persecuted Christianity to a very respected Christianity.
本来是一个被逼迫的一个基督教，成为一个被人所尊崇的这个基督教。And
Constantine made himself king as well as the head of the church.
那康斯坦丁呢，不单单是一个王，他也在教会里面做这个教会的领袖。So
he made the church into a political organization.
所以他把这个教会 变为一个这个政治的一个组织。And
the Roman Catholic Church will trace its roots to this man Constantine.
所以这个罗马天主教呢，它的根源呢是源自于这个康斯坦丁王。That
was the 4th century period.
那是第四世纪。Constantine
was the 14th century period.
康斯坦丁是那个第四世纪的。1,000
years was a period of darkness.
然后在有1000年是个黑暗的时代。The
church was both politics and religion.
那教会呢 同时间是一个这个宗教，也是一个政治的这个机构。
That's why when Wycliffe argued with his fellow colleagues, he says the church should not own properties. The church should not behave like a government.
那当这个约翰威克里夫跟他们辩论的时候，他说教会不能够拥有这个产业，教会不能够参与这个政治。
Because the debates were all inside the university, the church was not aware of what Wycliffe was talking about.
因为这样子的一个辩论呢，是限制于在这个大学里面，所以教会呢不知道他们的这个辩论。
And so he was left alone. Nobody touched it.
所以他完完全全的被自己能够自由的辩论，没有人骚扰他。
But one of his colleagues.They were not happy, and so they made this a public declaration.
所以其中一个他同事呢不高兴，他就把这样子一样这事情呢把它宣扬出去。
And once it became public, Wycliffe continued to debate.
当他这个事情成为这个宣传出去呢，这个约翰威克里夫呢继续的辩论。
He continued to attack the Roman Catholic Church more and more.
他继续的更加猛烈的攻击这个罗马天主教。
He says that we must apply the Ten Commandments.
他讲必须要继续要遵守这个十诫。
He says that the king must rule the land and all temporal affairs. The church should only focus on spiritual things.
他讲这个世界的这个王呢，世界上的王呢，能是控制这个世界的东西，而这个教天主教呢，只不过要。专注于这个属灵的事上。
The church was very rich.
那教会很有钱。
They own a lot of land and properties.
他们有许许多多的土地和产业。
And so when Wycliffe challenged all these, the church could not accept it.
当这个威克里夫向他们挑战的时候，这教会不能够接受他的意见。
It is like trying to strip the church with all its wealth and all its power.
这好像说要把教会的这一切财富呢，把它剁掉。
When kings listen to this kind of teaching, of course they enjoy it.
当然，那些当时的这个王帝，他们听到这样子的一个谈论呢，他们很高兴。
When the church listened to this, the church hated him.
但是教会听到他的这个言论的时候呢，这教会很生气。
And so the conflict with the church continued to get worse.
那所以当时的这样子的一个所谓的这种争论呢，继续的下去。
And so Wycliffe continued to talk about the invisible church rather than the visible church.
所以呢，约翰威克里夫呢，他就讲到那个无形的这个教会。
Then he talks about predestination and how important the invisible church is made up of only genuine believers, and these kind of churches is not a believing church.
Okay. Can you repeat?
He started to teach.The doctrine of predestination and say that it is made up of only believers and the invisible church is made up of only believers and not the visible church of the Roman Catholic.
他讲到这个义定论，讲到这个无形的教会呢，只是真正的一个教会。这个无形的教会呢，有这个真正的这个信徒，而不是说这个有形的教会里头有许许多多的不信的这个信徒。
Do you know what is the meaning of Roman Catholic Church?
你知道什么叫做罗马天主教吗？
The word Catholic means universal.
这个天其实那个Catholic 是指所谓天 Catholic 就是普世的意思。
It means invisible church.
那这个是无形的这个教会。
But the moment you say Roman Catholic, then it's visible.
当你讲到罗马天主教的时候，这个是讲到有形可以看得见的。
Do you know that the Roman Catholic Church they believe that if you are a member of the church, it is the same as being a member in heaven.
那按照这个罗马天主教的教义，如果你是在罗马天主教会的话，你就等于你在这个天国里面了。
And if you are kicked out of the church, it's the same as being kicked out of heaven.
如果你被排挤出去这个罗马天主教会的话，你就等于说你不在这个神的国度里面了。
So that means the Pope can keep you in heaven, the Pope can kick you out of heaven.
这表示说。这个教王呢，有权利能够让你在这个神的国里面，或把你从神的国踢出去。
That was what the people believed in the time of John Wycliffe.
那就是在这个约翰威克里夫那个时代人所相信的。
You know that that's what the church, the Roman Catholics still believe today.
你知道这样子的一个思想仍然 在这个罗马天主教徒里面呢。
And so when Wycliffe says the invisible church is not the Roman Catholic Church, the church got even more angry with him.
啊，当这个约翰威克里夫说到这个无形的这个教会不是等于那个啊罗马天主教的时候，那时候的教会更加生起愤怒。
He says the church should not be so rich with all their land and their gold and their properties. The church should be poor.
他讲的说教会不应该啊拥有这么多的那个财产财富啊，应该教会应该是一个贫穷的教会。
And Wycliffe wanted to pass all these at Parliament in 1378. He wanted to argue his case in front of the government, the Parliament, to make it a law.
他要在这个国会里面 让这个成为一个立法，让这教会没有这些、特别的这些财富。
He wanted to win the hearts of the English people.
他要引起当时的这个英国人的这个心。
But how could the heart of the English people be convinced by what he's saying when they don't have the word of God?
啊，当时因为他们这个英国人他们没有这个神的话语，他们怎能够被这个约翰威克里夫的这个话语所说服呢？
There were English speaking believers, but there was no English translation of the Bible.
虽然当时有那些只会讲英语的，但是却没有英语的这个圣经。
So no matter what you say, the God will say this, God will say that the people can't understand, they can't accept it, because they can't see, they don't have the Bible.
啊，虽然你说、哦、这个是神的话语，这么讲神的话语那么讲，但是他们不能够明白，因为当时没有这个英文的圣经。
John Wycliffe realized the dilemma and the difficulty.
所以这个约翰威克里夫他知道这样子的一个困境。
Now, he used to believe, according to the law at the time, that the Bible cannot be translated without the permission of the church.
他知道当时有一个这样的立法，讲到说，如果没有特别的这个准许的话，他不能够翻译圣经。
That was what he thought initially.
开始这个是他自己觉得是这样子的。
But then, after all this debate with the church, he realized that that cannot be the case.
当他跟教会一直辩论的时候，他就发现这个这样的情况呢是不对的。
And so he ignored the law.
所以他不要他把这个这个律法给他撇在一边。
He believed that listening to the Bible, studying the Bible, reading the Bible is more important than to listen to the priest.
啊，他说那读神的话语，明白圣经，跟神的话跟着神的话语，远胜于听这个神父的这些话语。
And 2 years or so before he died, he started to translate the Bible.
在他没有离世的两年前，他就开始翻译圣经。
Before that, he wrote many tracts and many books.
那在之前呢，写了许多的这个这个单章，还有许多的这个书本。
Especially the last 6 years of his life before his death.
啊，在这个他最后的六年里面，他写了许多的著作。
And these books and these tracts attacks the Pope, attacks the Roman Catholic Church, and all that the Church stands for.
那这一些著作呢，都在攻击着教皇、教会，还有他们所做的一切。
He even said that the Pope and the Antichrist that they are one and the same.
啊，他甚至讲到说，这个教皇跟这个地基督呢是同一个人。
And so he finished his first edition of the translation.
对，他就完成了他这个圣经的这个翻译本。
But because he did not know Hebrew and Greek.
由于他不懂这个希伯来文跟希腊文
He could not translate it from Hebrew and Greek.
所以他不能够从希伯来文跟这个希腊文来翻译。
God later on will use another man to do that many years later.
那神呢就透过另外一个人在许多年后再做这样子的一个翻译工作。
That man's name was William Tyndale.
那一个人叫威廉丁德尔。
William Tyndale lived in the 16th century.
那丁德尔在这个16世纪活着的人。
So more than 100+ years later,
是在100年之后。
Then God used William Tyndale to translate his word from Hebrew and Greek to the English language.
神就使用这个威廉丁德尔把这个圣经从这个希腊文跟希伯来翻译过来。
But since Wycliffe was only good in Latin and English, he translated the English Bible from the Latin Vulgate.
由于他这个威廉威克里夫他是他精通这个英文跟这个拉丁文，所以他就从这个拉丁文呢翻译成这个英文。
By this time, the church wanted to arrest him and burn him and kill him.
那这时候呢，教会要逮捕他，要把他绑抓住，然后要把他烧死。
Before they could do so, he suffered a heart attack, a stroke, and then he died.
啊，在教会还没有逮捕他之前呢，他已经得了心脏病，他就死了。And
the church could not arrest him and could not kill him, so they were very angry and frustrated.
所以教会啊，因为不能够怎么处死他，所以教会感到很愤怒。
In 1415, through the Council of Constance, they declared John Wycliffe a heretic.
然后在1415的时候，在一个特别Constance的会议里面，他讲这个是一个异端分子。When
you declare a person a heretic, that means he is an unbeliever.
当教会讲他是一个异端分子的话，他就是一个不信者。That
means all his books must be burned.
所以他的所有的书呢，必须要烧掉。
Everything that is written must be destroyed.
那所以他所写的一切的著作都必须要把它清除。
If you are caught reading any of his books, you will also be charged.
如果你被发现读他其中一些著作了，你也是会被提供的。
And they wanted to burn him because you must burn all the heretics.
他要把它烧掉，因为他要把所有的这个异端分子都把它烧掉。But
he is already dead.
但是他已经死了。
In 1428.
在1428,
they exhume his ashes, his bones.
他挖起他的这个所谓的那个骨骸，然后把它烧掉。
That's how much they hated him.
那这表示他多么恨啊，怎么憎恨他。
And then they burned whatever bones that was left, and then they cast it into the river Swift.
那么他就把他的所有的被焚烧的这个骨灰呢，然后又把它丢在这个河流。
Thank God he had many followers and disciples.
感谢神，他有许许多多的跟随者。
The followers of Wycliffe, they are called Lollards.
那些他的跟随者呢，叫做Lollards。
Nobody know exactly how the term came about, but it was a nickname given to them to make fun of them.
这个我们不知道这个Lola这个的名称，它就是他跟随者，为他的名称是来源是怎么样的？但我们知道他们用这个名称来讥笑他。
If it comes from the Latin word lolium, which means tears, that means these are all tears.
Wheat and tears. 白子的意思.
If it uses the English root word, which means roller, it refers to a person who is lazy.
如果是按着英文的这个意思呢，就表示这些人是一些懒惰者。
This was a term that they used to describe the followers of Wycliffe.
这就是他们用这样子的这些词语来描述这些威克里夫的跟随者。
Because they have no university background.
因为他们没有这个大学的这个背景。
That means they couldn't speak Latin.
他们不能够讲这个拉丁文。
Anyone who speaks only English is a Lollard.
凡是只能够讲英语的人都叫做Lollards。
And of course you will have to follow the teachings of Wycliffe.
那你这些人必须要跟随这个威克里夫的这个教导。And
these were the followers of Wycliffe who were also very much energized by the translation of the Bible into the English language.
这些威克里夫的这跟随者呢，他们呢都很被这个威克里夫所翻译的圣经呢而得到振奋。
For the first time, the people can have the Bible in the old language that they could read.
有史以来，这是第一次能够有一本英语的这个圣经。
They were so happy and they were so thankful.
他们感到很高兴，感到很快乐。
You and I take the Bible for granted.
然而我们把这个圣经当作是自以为然的事情。
I think all of us have at least 3-4 Bibles.
我们在我们当中每一个人都有3-4本圣经。
Right?
是不是？
Your Bible in your phone.
在你的电话里面有这个圣经。
Now your Bible in your hand.
你的手上的圣经。
And your Bible in your library.
在你的图书馆有圣经。
Your Bible in your computer.
你在你的电脑也有圣经。
But God says, I want the Bible in your heart.
但是神说，我要圣经存在你的心中。
That's the problem, isn't it?
这是人的问题。
I want the Bible in your heart.
神要这个圣经存在你的心中。
You must study the Bible.
你必须要读神的话语。
These people did not have the Bible in the time of Wycliffe.
那这个当时的在这个威克里夫的时代，当时的人没有这个圣经。
Men like William Tyndale and Wycliffe and later on John Huss who succeeded Wycliffe, they all gave their lives in order that the faith, the word of God may be preached. These are some of the past witnesses. They fought God's battle in their lifetime. They served God until it is time for God says, you now come home.
他们侍奉神到了一个地步，神就说：“好，你现在你回来。”
They held on to the faith even unto death.
他们为着真道至死忠心。
They were strong and courageous and not intimidated by the forces of evil.
他们当时很勇敢，他们不被这个当时这个邪恶的力量所威逼。
And Hebrews 12 says, we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses.
这边讲到说，我们有着许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们。
Are you not encouraged?
难道你不会被激励吗?
But what's the purpose of these past witnesses?
这些过去的见证人有什么用处呢?
The purpose of these past witnesses is to affect and impact our present witness.
他们的过去的见证是要影响我们现在所要做的见证。
That's what Hebrews 12 verse 1b says.
这是在这个第十二章这边第一节所说的。
Let us lay aside every weight. Let us lay aside every sin which does so easily beset us.
那这边就说了，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
Lay aside means cast off, throw away, get rid of them.
放下就是把它丢下，不要再理睬了。
Every weight,
每一样的重担,
may not be sinful,
不一定是罪而来的。
But if weighs us down cannot allow us to study God's word, we have to put them aside.
任何使我们受它的压制的东西，我们就必须要把它。
We live in a time where there are a lot of weights.
那在这个时代，我们有许许多多的重担。
These weights we call distractions.
那这些重担是一种能够引开我们的注意力的东西。
You all play computer games?
你们有没有玩电脑游戏？
Some of the games may not be bad.
那有些的电脑游戏不一定是坏的。
They are not evil.
它不是邪恶的。
But if you play the games for many hours, they have weighed you down.
但是如果你花很多的时间去玩的话，那就它就成为你的重担。
Many things that we do in this life weighs us down. It distracts us.
然后我们在这个世上，我们做许许多多东西，是会把我们的注意力拿掉，是成为我们的重担。
It affects our prayer life.
也影响我们的祷告的这个心。
It affects our study of God's word.
也影响我们读神话语的心。
It affects our witnessing.
也影响我们做见证的这个心智。
They may not be evil, but they weigh us down.
虽然这些不是邪恶的东西，但是它却拦阻着我们。
God says you cast them away.
所以神说你要把它脱下。
Then the sin which is more deadly.
那这个接下来的罪是更加可怕。
It will weigh us down even more.
那更加的能够影响我们。
Because sin is very, very delicious, isn't it?
这个罪呢，开始的时候是很甜美的。
Sin is very enjoyable.
这个罪呢，是一个很可以享受的东西。
But remember the wages of sin is death.
但是我们不要忘记，这罪的工价乃是死。
It will kill you, it will destroy your life.
它会杀掉你，它会毁坏你的生命。
That's why the Bible says, as the present witness, lay aside all the weight, lay aside all the sin.
所以这个圣经作者说，你必须要放下各样的重担，脱去各样的这个罪。
Otherwise, how do you run?
那你怎么能够跑这个赛道？
You carry all these extra weight and baggage.
你背着这些许许多多的这个重担。
You know when a person runs the race, every little bit of item that is not supposed to be worn that will weigh him down, he will discard.
那凡是赛跑者，他们任何东西能够使他受拦阻的，他就把它脱下，把它丢掉。
He knows he cannot run the race with all this extra weight.
他知道他不能够有任何多余的这个负荷呢在他身上。
You ever see a runner?
你没看过一个赛跑者？
Marathon runner?
那些马拉松的。
100 meter runners?
100米的。
None of them are fat.
没有一个人是胖的。
You know when they are fat, they cannot run.
你知道他们胖的时候，我们就不能够跑。
Right, the marathon runner as skinny as possible.
那你知道马拉松的这个赛跑者呢？他们是越瘦就越好。
You ever see any fat marathon runner?
你没看到马拉松的这个赛跑者是很胖的。
How come?
你为什么呢？
Because there's no way the person can finish the marathon with all this extra weight.
那如果这个赛跑者是一个胖子呢？他就不能够完成那个马拉松。
He has to get rid of the weight.
他必须要除掉他那个。
Otherwise, he cannot complete the race.
不然的话，不能够完成那个赛程。
He himself knows it.
他自己本身知道。
And that's what the Bible says. You're going to take away all these weights so that you may run with patience the race that is set before us.
所以他说你必须要 脱去这些，也只能够存心的来奔那摆在他们前头的路程。
The word patience means it is not just a short race, it is a very long and continuous race.
讲到这个忍耐的话，就讲到这一个是一个不是一个一下子，是一个很长的一个赛程。
That's why it is called a race that must be run with patience.
那因此我们跑这个赛程必须要存着一个忍耐的心。
You know how some people run the 100 meter race?
你知道有些人跑100米是怎么样跑的吗？
How fast, how long is 100 meter race?
100米要多长的时间呢？
I mean, for people like ourselves, maybe what? 15 seconds, 20 seconds?
像我们可能要15到20秒。
They say the best way to run a 100 meter race is one big breath and then run, don't breathe. Just keep on running until you reach the end.
如果按照人家说，如果你要跑这100米，最好呢，你吸一口气，然后你就凭着那一口气把它
Because we all can hold our breath for 15 seconds, right?
我们能够耐住15秒。Think
that by breathing it will slow them down.
他们想说，如果他们呼吸的话，这会使到他们的这个速度缓慢下来。But
this race is run with patience.
这个是要以忍耐来跑的赛程。So
that means it has to be a long race.
这个是一个很长的这个赛程。
What is this race that the Bible speaks of?
这个圣经所讲的这个赛程是什么赛程？
This is the race that you can only run in this life.
这个赛程是我们在这世上能够跑的。
The moment you die, the race is over.
当你死的时候，这赛程就完了。
So when did this race begin?
这个赛程是几时开始的?
This race did not begin when you were born into this world.
不是当你在生出来的时候就开始的。
This race began when you were born again in this world.
这个赛程是当你在这个世界上再重生的时候你才开始的。
When you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior, the race has begun.
当你接受主耶稣做你个人的救主的时候，你的赛程才真正的开始。
Because you have been saved for service.
因为你是
God can save us and bring us to heaven straight away, but He did not.
神能够拯救我们，能够立刻把我们带到天堂，但是他没有这样做。
He wants you and me to remain behind so that people can see Christ in your life.
神把我们留下来，是因为让人家从我们身上看到耶稣基督。
That's why it's called race with patience.
所以因此说，他讲的说要以忍耐的心来跑这个赛程。
Because you're going to face a lot of temptations.
因为你会遇到许许多多的试探。
These temptations can be persecution.
这些试探可能是一种 逼迫。
These temptations could be seduction.
这些试探可能是一种引诱来的。
I believe in Singapore it is more seduction than persecution.
在新加坡，这个引诱比这个逼迫更来的。
Many Christians have been seduced.
许许多多的这个基督徒被以世界引诱了。
And so they stumble and fall during the race.
所以他们在这个跑赛跑的时候，他们跌倒绊倒。
They allow the things of the world to attract them.
他们让世界的东西来引诱他们。
God says you have to run the race with patience.
神说你必须要以耐心来跑这个路程。
This kind of worldly attraction is sin.
然后这些世界上的引诱是一种罪恶来的。
You have to get rid of them.
你必须要除掉他们。
You cannot have a boyfriend or girlfriend who is not a Christian.
你不能够有一个非信徒的男朋友或女朋友。
They will weigh you down.
他们会使你缓慢下来。
You will be easily beset by them.
那你将会被他们所缠累的。
And your testimony will be finished.
你的自己的见证将会受毁坏。
This race is not your choice.
这一个赛程不是你自己的意思。
It is set before us by God.
是神自己为我们安排的。
John Wycliffe cannot run our race.
约翰·威克利斯不能跑我们的赛程。
He ran his race in the 14th century.
他在14世纪已经跑了那个赛程。
You and I cannot run his race.
你跟我不能够跑他的这种赛程。
God chose John Wycliffe to run his race in the 14th century.
神拣选了这约翰·威克利夫来跑他那个在14世纪跑那个赛程。
100 plus years later, God raised up William Tyndale to run the race to continue on where John Wycliffe stopped with his translation of the Bible.
在100年之后呢，这个约翰丁德尔呢又被神所拣选来跑这个威克利夫所。
We have our race in the 21st century.
在第21世纪，我们有我们的这个赛程。
You must not allow charismatic new evangelicals, the ecumenical movement, to disrupt your race.
你不能够让这个灵恩派，不能够让这个普世合一的这个运动，不能够让这些其他东西呢来影响我们的这个赛程。
They will try their best to disrupt your race.
他们要
If they can, they will even try to destroy your race.
如果能够的话, 毁坏你的这个赛跑。
What are you talking about?
我们所讲的是什么呢?
You have two lives.
我们有两个生命。
If you are a Christian, you have two lives.
如果我们是基督徒，我们有两个生命。
If you are not a Christian, you already have one life.
如果你不是基督徒, 你就有一个一条生命。
But as a Christian with two lives, Satan cannot touch your spiritual life.
这个撒旦呢，不能够缠绕你的这个属灵的生命。
If you are truly born again, God has already promised us you are safe in the arms of our Savior, hand of Jesus Christ for eternity.
如果你是已经接受主耶稣，神已经应许说你能够在神的手中已经安稳了。
So Satan is not trying to destroy your spiritual life to stop you from going to heaven. You will be in heaven.
撒旦不是要 阻止你上到天堂，你肯定会到天堂去。
But he wants to destroy the other life.
他要毁坏你另外一个生命。
The other life is your physical life.
那就是你这个属肉体的这个生命。
And that will be your testimony.
那就是你的这个见证。
And sadly, many Christians have allowed Satan to succeed.
那很可惜的，很多基督徒让撒旦在这里能够得逞。
They did not run the race with patience that was set before them by God.
他们没有按着 这个神为他们所摆设的这个赛程来耐心的跑完。Don't
let that happen to you.
不要让这样子的事情发生在你身上。
Keep on running the race with patience.
继续的以耐心来跑完这个赛程。But
how to do that? Sometimes we are so tired and weak.
哎，我们怎么能够做呢？说我们觉得很累，很没有力。And
so God gave us verse 2 in Hebrews 12.
所以上帝给我们第二节。
Verse 1a talks about the past witnesses.
第二节的上半部说到说，只要以我们的这个仰望。
Verse 1b talks about us, the present witnesses.
这边讲到是我们这个现在的这个见证。
Verse 2 talks about the strength of our witness.
然后第二节是讲到我们这个见证的这个力量。
If you want to run the race on your own willpower, you're going to collapse.
如果你要按照你这力量来跑这个赛程，你将会崩溃。
Because you cannot fight against Satan.
你不能够 战胜那个二者。Satan
is too powerful.
那撒旦是很有能力的。
You must do so with God's help.
你必须要靠着神的力量来做成。
And so the Bible says in verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
这边讲到说，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
The word looking, that means keep on looking, don't stop.
仰望就是说继续的看着他。
Don't be sidetracked by the things of this world.
不要被在世界上周围的事情所影响。
When you grow up, when you mature, you will have new areas of life.
当你成长，当你成熟的时候，你在你的生命中将有许许多多的新的东西。
You're going to find a life partner.
你将会找到新的伴侣。
Looking unto Jesus, find a godly life partner.
你必须要仰望基督来寻求这位新的伴侣。
After you get married, you're going to have children.
当你结婚之后，你将会有孩子。
Looking unto Jesus, bring the children up in the fear and admonition of the Lord.
仰望耶稣基督，让能够按着神的这个意思，能够以敬畏的心把孩子养育成人。
There are many young people who are very fervent and zealous when they were not married.
有许许多的年轻人在他们结婚之前，他们很热心。
There are many of them who were also still very fervent and zealous even after they got married.
还有许许多的，当他们结婚之后，他们仍然是很热心。
But sadly, when the children come, they allow the children to distract them.
很可惜的，当他们有孩子的时候，他们就让孩子来缠绕他们。
The children's education.
他们孩子的这个教育,
the children's welfare,
他们孩子的这些福利的东西,
the children's future,
孩子的这个将来,
suddenly they stop looking at Jesus, they start to look at the world and their children.
然后他们就忽然之间他们停止仰望耶稣, 他们看这个孩子, 他们看这个世界。
That's why the word look that is used here is not just look and then look away.
这个看仰望不是单单看一下子, 而是常常的一直看着。
This word look means to consider, to stare very, very carefully and attentively.
那这个仰望是特别的讲的时候，特别的注视，特别的专心。
Like a person staring at a target cannot look away.
就好像一个人看到一个目标，不能够把他视线转移掉。
Jesus Christ must be your target.
那耶稣基督必须要成为你的这个目标。
He is the one who began your faith.
那他是开始了你的信心。
He will be there to end your faith.
那他也能够完成你的信心。
That's why the Bible says he's the author and finisher of our faith.
所以这边讲到他是一个为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
And then you look at him as your example.
那你必须要以他来为你的这个榜样。
Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross.
他就为着因为那摆在他前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难。
He knew the joy that will come as he endured the cross.
他知道说，当他忍受了这个十字架的苦难，他将会得到那个荣耀。
And so the word endure is the same word for patience.
那在这边这个忍耐呢，就跟那个上面的这忍耐一样的。
So he patiently lived his life and walked on this earth all the way right up to the cross.
所以呢，他就很耐心的走这条道路，从这个世界上来到世上，直到走到这个十字架上。
What was the joy that he was thinking of?
他所想到的这个喜乐到底是什么呢？
The joy of your salvation, my salvation.
他就是看到你跟我的这救恩呢，感到高兴。
The joy of saving us.
他能够拯救我们，感到高兴。
The joy of seeing all of us in heaven together with him.
他看到我们将来能够跟他在天堂，感到高兴。
And therefore that made the journey to the cross, he says, I am prepared to go all the way to the cross.
所以他说他愿意为着我们的缘故，他愿意走上这个十字架的道路。
That gave Christ the strength to endure patiently all the way to the cross.
所以这个给这个主耶稣这样的力量，能够忍受走那十字架道路。
He was humiliated, he was whipped, he was persecuted.
然后他被人所鞭打，被人所侮辱。
He was nailed to the cross.
他被钉在十字架上。
Don't ever forget that he was fully God when they did all that to him.
你不要忘记，当他是一个全180%的神。
He was still all powerful God when they did that to him.
当人这样子对待他，他仍旧是一位全能的神。
He could have destroyed everyone with just one open spoken word.
他只要一句话就能够把那些逼迫他的人完全的毁灭。
He obeyed God's will and he was led like a lamb silently to the slaughter.
但是他愿意听神的命令，他好像是无声的羊被带到宰杀之地。
Because he looked at the joy that was awaiting him.
因为他看到了摆在他面前的这个喜乐。
And so the Bible says he despised the shame.
他就藐视这些羞辱。
That means he would not allow the shame to stop him from doing God's will.
他就不让这羞辱来影响拦阻他遵守神的话语。
And now he's seated at God's right hand at the throne of God.
所以他现在坐在神的右边。
And he knew that this would be part of the joy.
那这就是他的这个喜乐的一部分。
This is the position of judge.
这个是一个审判官的这个地位。
What is the joy that awaits us?
我们的喜乐是什么呢?
Is it not the joy of the glorification?
难道不是我们身体得到荣耀吗?
Is it not the joy of being heirs and co-heirs with Christ?
难道我们不能够那个喜乐不是我们成为一个神的这个后嗣吗?
Is it not the joy of standing before God in heaven and be accepted by Him?
难道不是我们站在神的面前被他所接受吗?
Is it not the joy of seeing God and say, Abba, Father?
难道不是我们在神面前说阿爸父啊?
If we can see the joy, what is the suffering that we have to endure on this earth?
如果我们能看到这样子的喜乐，那在世上的这些逼迫算的什么呢？
Because when you want to bear a godly witness for Christ, you will have to face persecution.
当你要为主耶稣做见证的时候，你必须要为他受苦。
All the witnesses mentioned in Hebrews 11 all experienced persecution and suffering.
那你发现到那是在11章那些见证人，他们都有面对这个逼迫。
This was true of John Wycliffe.
约翰·维克里夫有这样子的经历。
This was true of John Calvin.
这个约翰·加尔文也是有这样子的经历。
This was true of Martin Luther.
马丁·路德也是有这样子的经历。
And many, many more past witnesses.
还有许多过去的这些见证人。
How can we today, as present witness, run away from persecution and suffering?
那我们现代的这个时代的人，怎么能够逃离这个逼迫的这样子的一个见证呢？
Reformation Sunday reminds us of the great work of salvation that is wrought in our hearts by Christ.
然后在这个宗教改革的日子，让我们在想到主耶稣基督在我们身上所成就极大的这个救恩。
And this comes with it a duty and a responsibility to live for Christ.
这是教导我们，我们有责任为着主耶稣而过活。
Let us repent of our sins if we have not been living for Christ.
如果我们为主耶稣基督过活，让我们在他面前承认我们的罪。
Don't look at me, look at Jesus because he is perfect.
不要看我，乃是看基督，因为他是完全的。
You know that is a lie.
你知道那一个是个谎言呢。
That is unbiblical.
那是不合乎圣经的。
Because Jesus says, Tell them to look at my children, look at my witnesses, because in their lives they will see Christ.
啊，因为他说来看这个神的儿女，因为你从他们的身上就能看到耶稣基督。
Can they see Christ in your life?
他们人能够从你身上看到耶稣基督吗？
They must see Christ in your life.
他必须要在从你身上看到耶稣基督。
If you really love your friends and your family members,
如果你真的是爱护你的朋友跟你的家人，
let them see Christ in your life.
让他们从你身上看到耶稣基督。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our gracious, merciful, loving Heavenly Father.
我们慈悲的天父，我们感谢您。
We thank you, Lord, for the Reformation Sunday.
我们为着这个宗教改革组织感谢您。
A day that reminds us of the saints of old who has given their lives to serve thee.
我们在这一天，我们能够再一次的想起那些古时的圣徒怎么为着你的道来牺牲自己的生命。
We thank thee, Lord, for men like John Wycliffe and Martin Luther.
我们围着这个约翰威克利夫还有这个马丁路德来感谢你。
Strengthen us and encourage us, O Lord, as we continue on their witness as present witnesses.
让我们因着他们缘故，主你自己再次坚固我们，让我们能够继续的为主你做见证。
Send us forth, O Lord, into this world to do thy will.
让你差派我们到这个世界，能够完成主你的旨意。
Strengthen us and undergird us that we may not fail thee.
在坚固我们，让我们能够在这世上不失败。
So that others, when they see us, they may see Christ.
以致我让别人看到我们的时候，能够看到耶稣基督。
When we are weak, O Lord, help us to always look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
当我们软弱的时候，让我们能够仰望耶稣基督，因为他是为我们信心创始成终的耶稣基督。
How Jesus Christ endured the cross, despising the shame.
耶稣怎么忍受这个十字架轻看那个羞辱。
And now he is seated at God's right hand, the throne of God.
现在他在神宝座的右边坐着。
Because of the joy that he longed to see in the future.
因为他能够遥望到在将来的这个喜乐。
And this is our salvation.
这就是我们的救恩。
This is our presence in the presence of God himself.
这就是让我们能够将来与神同在一起。
And even if some of us are going through difficult times, may we be strengthened in the inner man.
凡是在我们遇到任何困难的人，让我们心里能够再一次的被坚固起来。
Cleanse us and wash us, O Lord, by the precious blood of our Savior.
求主耶稣以主耶稣的宝血来洁净我们一切的罪恶。
And may we live this life to the praise and glory of thy holy name.
让我们能够过这个生活，能够把荣耀归给神。
In Jesus' name we give thanks and pray.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣名求。
Amen.
Amen.